When it comes to the national party conventions, WBFO has you covered. Our Albany correspondent, Karen DeWitt, is in Cleveland. We'll be talking to her very shortly and get some of her thoughts on what's happening with the GOP convention. But right now, we want to talk with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, I know you had a chance to spend some time with Carl Paladino, who, of course, has aligned himself closely with Donald Trump. From your perspective, can you describe that relationship? What ties that together between Carl Paladino and Donald Trump?
Well, it's interesting because there have been some people in the New York delegation who have kind of reinforced with me over the past few days that it is a very close relationship. I know that Carl Paladino speaks to him on the phone quite regularly. They trade notes. They seek each other's advice. And it's a relationship that's gone back only about 2.5 years, but there's no question it's a strong one. And when you think about it, they're very, very similar kinds of political critters. And they say a lot of the same things. They have a lot of the same tactics. They are accused of the same bluster and bravado kind of situations. And so there's a reason for them to be close.
It's interesting because Carl Paladino in some manner wrote, if you want to call it a playbook for this type of campaign. When he ran for governor, he surprised everybody by getting the state nomination from the GOP. And then, of course, was handled fairly easily by Governor Cuomo in the November election. What about that, though? Does Carl Paladino have any advice, any pointers for Donald Trump moving forward here?
Well, I think he wants him to just continue the same way that he has. The point being that Carl Paladino had tremendous success within the party anyway, as did Donald Trump. Donald Trump won 61 out of 62 counties in the Republican primary back in April. So the point being that, hey, what these two guys have done, the way they have talked, their issues, and the way they've conducted themselves was extremely successful during the primary campaign. Now, I think that you will see, as we had in our story in the news this morning, Carl is advising the candidate to, okay, maybe be more presidential, just as, and one of the questions I asked Carl Paladino the other day when I interviewed him was, what if you were more gubernatorial in the 2010 race against Cuomo? Would you have done better? And he kind of just thought about it a little bit, said, I don't know. And it made me think that maybe he is reflecting on that and reflecting on the need for Donald Trump to present a very presidential air about him at this convention.
And speaking of reflection, Bob, of course, you've covered many political stories and conventions. What about this particular convention moving forward over the next couple of days? What are you going to be watching?
I think just to see what kind of image Donald Trump projects. You know, that's what conventions are all about these days, is a message, an image. You know, there's nothing really accomplished here that hasn't already been determined as far as votes go. So it's a big show when you come right down to it. And we'll see what kind of image Donald Trump presents that may take him into the general election campaign. Will he adopt the presidential air that we have seen him do on occasion, or will he go back to the same tactics that worked for him in the primaries? No question they did, but let's see what he does now. I'm very curious to see how he conducts himself.
And I think a lot of the country most certainly is as well. Bob McCarthy, we're looking forward to your observations throughout the week here from Cleveland. We'll be talking to you each morning, and as always, thanks very much for your time.
Sounds good, Jay.